our leadership support is aligned with our business needs, and that is aligned with the needs of this planet.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. In the summer of 2021, a heat dome settled over the Pacific Northwest and pushed temperatures to 116 degrees in Portland and 108 in Seattle, cities built for nothing close to those temperatures. On the hottest day alone, more than 1,000 people across the region went to emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses, and hundreds of people died. For a health system, climate change is not a distant forecast. It is a health risk to patients and a strain on infrastructure, systems, and communities. In this insight from episode 104, Practicing Green Health, nurse Beth Schenk, Chief Environmental Stewardship Officer at Providence, walks us through how one of the largest nonprofit health systems in the country turned a carbon negative pledge into daily operations. Schenk describes a hospital where unprecedented heat warped doors and window frames, then lays out the response, measuring resource use, cost, and emissions across every hospital, working two tracks at once by cutting future emissions while adapting care, a strategy that starts with caregivers and communities who understand the work best.
I am Beth Schenk, and I'm the Chief Environmental Stewardship Officer for Providence. Providence is one of the largest nonprofit health systems in the United States, with 51 hospitals and over 1,000 clinics in seven Western states. We have 120,000 caregivers, 38,000 of which are nurses. And we have taken on a significant interest and commitment to environmental stewardship. We're excited in Providence that the Joint Commission established this voluntary sustainability and healthcare certificate, and all 51 of our hospitals are doing it. And this is really related to our core values and our mission that goes back 175 years or so of offering many, many types of services in the United States, from health to education to community support. In the early writings of our foremothers, who were sisters, Providence is a Catholic nonprofit. They took care to identify the wealth of resources that we've been blessed with. And they have asked us to be good stewards of these resources. They've asked us further to be a good model of stewardship of these resources in healthcare. And we take that seriously, and our executive team takes that seriously. It's really helpful to have that kind of alignment and that kind of rudder. And my own background in that regard was a keen interest in environmental issues before I was a nurse. I mean, I was just horrified at the way that we handled resources and did not think about pollution. And that was 30 years ago. And really, I think understanding in more depth the operational imperative, how do you really get this done? I feel like in Providence, we're at a point where our leadership support is aligned with our business needs, and that is aligned with the needs of this planet. And I mean that seriously. What's happening in terms of our environmental and planetary health crises are pushing us to behave differently, to think differently about health, think differently about drivers of health, think differently about how that is entwined inexplicably with equity. We are always looking upstream at the social determinants of health, and now also to try and look at the environmental determinants of health, which overlap but are also distinct. We have developed the WEACT framework, which stands for waste, energy, water, agriculture, food, chemicals, and transportation. So those are key inputs for greenhouse gas emissions. So we're working strategies on all of those and driving those down year after year. And we know that because we measure it. We measure that on the scorecard we've developed, the WEACT scorecard, which tracks usage of different resources, the cost of those resources, and the carbon emissions from those resources. So we now have 5 years worth of data every month for every hospital, and now almost 80% of our clinics. And so we can really start to understand resource use and what happens when you decrease it. And I can tell you in a nutshell, you reduce your pollution and you save money. The ways that our environmental stewardship program really intersects with health is in several ways. One, that mitigation or the driving down of greenhouse gases is a longer term impact. We're dealing with the greenhouse gases that are already in the atmosphere right now. We're trying to drive them down, which really will impact the future more than today. But in that process, we are reducing chemical exposures in healthcare. We're reducing waste. We're reducing unnecessary resource use, which helps because we're more efficient in care delivery and it reduces cost. Now, our resilience work, which is adaptation, that's dealing with the changes that are here now. So for example, in 2021, we had 116 degrees in Portland, Oregon, and 108 in Seattle. Now these cities aren't used to that. Our buildings are designed for, you know, maybe a max temperature of the high 90s, but we had 3 to 4 days of these extreme temperatures. We had more than 1,000 people in the ERs from the Canadian border to the California border. We had unexpected deaths from that. We had stress on our buildings in that heat such that the door jams and window frames warped in one of our largest hospitals. That means we are not quite ready for that. And it is very hard to get ready for that just in terms of the delivery of care because we have 40 million square feet. So that's an important piece, is adapting to and preparing for these changes that are already here. Another piece is how do we help the people who are really at risk? What can we as a health system do to help prepare our own care delivery and our clinicians? And how do we find the people who are at risk so we can help with education, with outreach, with connections, with resources, et cetera? That's almost like a rescue approach, which we need to do. But we also are in a proactive planning approach as well, because we know what's happening. We can see it. We get warnings from the National Weather Service. We understand what communities are vulnerable and what populations are vulnerable because we've done that work. We've done an assessment of environmental justice impacts from Alaska to Texas to understand, well, what neighborhoods and what people and how do they know they're at risk and what can we do to help? You know, one of our best resources in healthcare is knowledge. We have people who can actually go out and explain some of this. They can help people take care of themselves where they might not have thought about it. And that's something that we are doing. This movement of environmental stewardship in healthcare is picking up speed, but many hospitals haven't started. And they often will ask me, where do we begin? And it can be overwhelming, no question about it, because it splinters off into so many directions because our environmental impacts really touch everything we do. A lot of people would say, well, you've got to start with your leadership. I would say not necessarily, because a lot of times you have to convince your leadership. But very often what I have seen is that this bubbles up from concerned individuals. Start talking about it, start to tap into what might be available in the culture. So, you know, I think health systems that do well tend to listen to the people who work there. Those are the experts, the people who are delivering the care, the people who understand how processes work. And so that is a good starting point. Listen to the concerns of the people who are serving people that the hospital serves. For me, it's important to really be solutions-based. And I see solutions everywhere I look. It's amazing. It is so heartening to see the nation, in our case, coming together with these different leadership teams and agencies to see the globe really paying attention to healthcare specifically and health related to climate and our planetary crisis. I see solutions again and again and again, and I see them in our hospitals. I see them with our clinical staff. I see them with our nurses. And I think that can help relieve some of the fear and pressure that people may feel. And also, we need people to put their good minds to this and help carry this forward as we get through this admittedly challenging transition time as we move away from our greenhouse gas polluting practices and burning of fossil fuels.
From episode 104, Practicing Green Health, that was nurse Beth Schenck. Chief Environmental Stewardship Officer at Providence. You can listen to this episode and find a playlist of all of our episodes featuring nurses who are innovating to tackle climate-related health effects in our show notes. And listen to any of the See You Now episodes in our library when you search for See You Now wherever you get podcasts. Please subscribe to the show and rate and review us. It helps others find it. Also, we would love to hear from you. Email us at hello@seeyounowpodcast.com. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.